wonder how many of us has a pack of candles stuck at the back of a cupboard? Kept as a backup, should there be a power cut. Sensible precaution. For we all know how very difficult it is to function in the dark. But the reality is that because of the increased reliability of the national grid, there is seldom any reason to use these candles, and they lie hidden, failing to fulfill their purpose. Then there are some of you who may not have a supply of emergency candles, but instead have candles on view. These are candles of all shapes and sizes, which often bring a subtle scent to the room. But there they stand, never bringing either light or the richness of their perfume into the room, failing to fulfill the purpose for which they were made. But of course, some folks have a pack of candles in the back of the cupboard for emergencies, candles on display, and use these candles to both brighten and fragrance their environment. These people have noticed that candles are for burning. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." And that means that Jesus sees in each one of us the potential to bring light into a dark world. His only worry is that once our light has been lit, we put it under a bowl or pop the lid on the jar. Or we put it back in a cupboard or leave it to gather dust on the hearth or the mantelpiece. And I believe we are forced to marvel at how perceptive Jesus is of the human condition. For so many of us, yes, me included, begin the Christian race with great gusto. But then other influences start to pollute the atmosphere, so that the light that has been kindled is starved of the vital oxygen it needs to keep the flame alive. Friends, these influences are so prevalent that we scarcely notice them. There are the social pressures. For from the early stages of our Christian development, our society wants to preserve a general Christian morality without any foundation in the Christ from whom that morality flows. Just in the passing, take an example. In Aberdeen, we have a Christmas tree, but we're not allowed to call this festival Christmas. We have to say it's the winter festival. We have a Christmas tree, but actually, in Aberdeen, we are celebrating a winter festival. A society which wants to preserve a general Christian morality without any foundation in the Christ from whom that morality flows. Then there is the pervasive view that God is for emergencies, like the candles in the back of the cupboard. And that in the normal course of life, there's really no need for his presence or his influence. There are the peer pressures, where it is extremely difficult for the child or teenager to admit to any involvement in the Christian community. There is work, looking for work, and the discovery that in retirement we can be as busy as ever, that saps our resolve to put God at the centre of our living. There is the natural desire to fill life with activities which we enjoy. Only we find that these sometimes crowd out time for God. And then there is the mantra of the 21st century that organized Christianity does not meet the felt needs of individuals. Yet Jesus repeats, "You are the light of the world," urging us to realize that every one of us who has made profession of faith and at one time in our lives sought to be part of our Christian community, that every one of us who has ever felt the slightest impulse to respond to God in our lives, indeed, wherever and whenever our lives have been joined to Christ, God lights a flame. The question is whether we hide it away and allow the atmosphere of the world to snuff it out, thus failing to fulfill our calling, or whether we nurture that flame, letting it consume us and provide light for the world around. Think about it. A little boy was sitting in church with his mother, and as he looked around at the beauty of the stained glass, curiosity finally got the better of him, and he asked, "Who are all those people?" To which his mother responded, "They are saints." And then, sensing that this was a teaching moment, she asked, "Do you know what saints are?" The little boy thought for a moment and then responded, "They're people the light shines through." Take that image with you as you travel with Christ through the days to come, and you and I will be well on the way to fulfilling our calling to be the light of the world.